affected in a very sick.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
N8LJN, this is ABOS.
Hey, I've been thinking about you a lot, Lance. Curious if you're going up to Snowdrift a week from Friday.
Yep, I was looking at the assignments yesterday. Looks like I'll be start radio for the stage you're on Friday.
I'm confused. They have more than one start radio on the same stage?
Like Friday they had you at a Marshall Point, and then Saturday you were start radio.
Okay, I'm getting confused here. Yeah, I thought it was odd that they put me at that Marshall Point, but I suspect it's got poor radio reception is why.
I don't know. They looked like, I mean, it could have been they just needed a body out there with a radio, but looks like you'll be start radio for Bonfire Alley, though.
That was a surprise. As you remember, we were fat radio 2 years ago, so that was lots of fun. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and they ran the stage backwards that year, so he'll be in the same spot.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I know where to go.
Yep. Yeah, it should be a good time. I'm excited for it. I'll be, again, Saturday, I'll be start radio for the same stage I was start radio last time, but we'll be first stage of the day instead of the second.
So tell me about start radio. I haven't done that yet. Is there anything unusual compared to finish that is good to know? Appreciate your advice on that. N8LJN.
Pretty much the same thing. You're, you know, getting car numbers, making sure everybody starts. Kind of the only real big difference is you are sitting at the starting line watching them launch. So, you know, finish radio, they were past the flying finish and already stopping. You're watching them take off. So, and your car is the very first thing at the start line. So, because if you know, if they need to send the ambulance down there, you're following the ambulance. So, that's the only real big difference.
I haven't finished looking over the checklist. Did not catch that point about following the ambulance. So, that's a good tip. Thanks very much. I'll have to. Yeah, except for Bonfire Alley, where I'm going to have my man stuff, just in case the reception's bad. I'm good to go with the vehicle. Let's just run down it.
Yeah, where I was last year, I was fine with the roof antenna. It wasn't an issue for me, but it wasn't too bad, but. You never know what could happen. I mean, the one stage I was getting net control on the reverse. I was monitoring the reverse frequency for when the, how the zero cars come in and cut your radio. Okay, and I was hearing net control on the reverse on Friday.
Well, I tell you, I am interested in that antenna because I'm looking for a smaller one. I noticed it had an inductor on it, too. What antenna is that? I'd be interested in getting one of those.
On my mobile, it's a Comet SPB-5. I've been very happy with that antenna. works quite well. The only downside is it's kind of tall when you got to go in the parking garage.
Well, I'm chuckling there. The way to solve that problem is to get a smaller vehicle. See, that's the solution there.
When I had that truck, it was fine because I could put it on the bed and it would just, you know, tickle the top of your mind. It would be fine. I got a compass now, and I was putting it on the roof, but then it would hit the ceiling, and I ended up getting the smaller brother of that, the SCV-2. Ran that for a while until I went in the parking garage and broke it. It doesn't have it's not as springy, it just, one cold morning, it snapped the threads on the base, so. I ended up going to the whip mount on the hood, so I have to fold it over.
Well, I caught all of that, Lance. It was broken up quite a bit. I think I'm getting out of range. I'm not sure what repeater you're coming through, if you're going direct to the gear or through the CMIN network, but I may have to call it a day for this.
I'm going to the 3-8 in Flint there, so I don't know if you're heading into the office, you can probably hit that repeater pretty well.
Yes, very true. Actually, it's coming in a little better with that transmission. Unfortunately, I looked at my programming, and I don't have the 3-8 in my programming. I had it on my old radio, as well as the Holley 440, so I need to do a little bit more programming, I think. NELJN.
Yeah, I think it went offline for a while, but when Siemens took over the ownership of it, they got it back going, and they're making it... Better than ever. They're putting receive sites in everywhere, and it's quite a good machine.
Roger that, and we are benefiting as well. Fred and the guys with CMIN are helping us put up listening stations as well. We've got people in the club with HDs way north of here able to get in without any issues.
Yep, I was out at Burnside when you guys were out there helping get stuff on the tower there.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I couldn't make it for any of the events they had to do tower maintenance, but I really look forward to seeing that someday. Amazing, those people climbing those towers. Are you one of us that's up in the air there?
I haven't done any climbing yet, but I've been mostly on the ground handling ropes and doing the groundwork. But maybe one day I'll get climbing.
Well, okay. Yeah, my reception is coming in very well at all. You're fully readable right now. I'm past the Wednesday Road, and I'm actually on the Lapeer, don't have the 3-8 programmed in. I need to get that done, so I can't switch over. I was wondering about you the last couple of weeks, and I was going to send you an email, but delighted you answered my call. Lance, good and great to see you again, and looking forward to the event, and we'll have a good time with radio.
I will be clear on your final 7-3. All righty, I'll probably see you next Friday, and maybe Saturday too. 7-3, it says AAB 8-1. Okay, send it. MMA. Mobile.
NABLC, NABLC, NAGYU, you Brown Vic?
NAGYU, this is NABLC, how you doing?
Pretty good today, I seem to be all right. I've been listening to you for a couple of days, once when you was on the club thing the other night, and he was saying how you got your feet wet, and then you was talking to another gentleman who's moving to the Upper Peninsula. I was going to come in, but you guys was going so good, I thought I'd just leave it alone. You sounded great for just perfect audio, and I'm glad you got your feet wet on that, web caller, I guess you'd call it. I got mine many, many years ago, and I was scared to death, but it was fun. It's a good experience to have. What was you, let me see. Oh, your friend that's moving up to the upper, my sister lives up there, and she teaches school to the Indian kids. She's on their tribal school board, or school teacher, I guess you'd call her. And she loves it up there. She wouldn't move anywhere else but there. Bought two houses. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've never been up there in the Keweenaw. Terry always promises to take me up there. And we were going to try to do it this summer, but we just never did quite make it. But, he bought the place, three or four years ago, I think. And he's been working on it. He got his pole barn up, and he's going to start working on the house here. But yeah, he's going to move up there when he retires, so he's going to have to finish the house first. But he's been keeping me updated on his progress.
Okay. You got something giving you a static burst in your signal. You got a bad mic or a loose mic cable or something? You sound good, but there's that little roar of static comes in with you every once in a while, too.
Oh, I didn't think so. I've got everything all tightened up. I'm sitting here. I'm on my AC, but that's what I usually talk on. I don't know. Oh, you know what? Terry's put up he made a letter line J pole antenna, and he's got me hooked up to that, so that might be what the difference is.
Could be. Could very well be. I'm listening to it. It sounds good, but it's got that little static in there. It rides with you. It's like a possibly a loose mic cable or something, or maybe just a not so good connection on where the coax is hooking up to it, one of the two, or a loose solder joint, one of the two, or three, or four. Yeah, there's always a million things, but you sound good. It's just staticky occasionally. That's why I quit trying to use my mobile HT, because even at 5 watts, I guess I'm having a problem with that one antenna on the garage. So I'll get up there one of these days. Well, hopefully I will.
Yeah, I was on, doing winter field day over the weekend, and that's where you heard me talking about getting my feet wet, where I parked myself on 40 meter at first, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get more contacts by doing that, because you listen to these people when you're trying to get in, and you know all about it, and they're just racking up the contacts, you know, and I thought, I'm going to have to try this at some point, and talk myself into it, like there's no time like the present. But I got up really early on Sunday morning when there weren't very many people on the radio, and that's how I started. So, and then by the time everybody was awake and jamming, I felt pretty good, and I had so much fun. Like, oh my gosh, I had so much fun.
Oh yeah, you betcha. There's you can have a lot of fun. You're scared when you get into it. Especially when you get 15 people all calling you, and you're like, oh, which one do I tell you? Oh my God, which one? And you know, it's a thrill, is what it is. And you'll get well used to it. There's one of the guys on, he's on this frequency. I'm wrong. It's the low bands. He's on 7255, and he's a pilot. And you can certainly tell him from everybody else that comes on the radio. This guy is so mellow, you know, everything is so precise and clear, and it's like, God, must be nice to have that. And he said, it's taken him 40 years to develop that code since he's had his pilot's license. So I just thought, wow, I wish I could talk like that, but... Oh, well, he does a good job, and he's one of the net managers, so, on 255, 7255. Anyway, you driving, you're going home, or you're off work, or you don't work, or what?
No, I just work at home. I work my butt off at home. Well, not so much today. I was on the computer a bit. I'm doing some genealogy, and so I was working on that a little bit today in between canning up some pork hocks and stock from that. I cleaned up the freezer and pulled up a bunch of smoked pork hocks and cleaned them down and pulled out the meat. I'm going to be canning it up, but I canned up all the stock from it today. Call it hock stock. So I like to use that when I make beans. But no, I'm a stay-at-home worker.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. My wife hasn't worked in, God, I don't know, 50 years, 40 years? Yeah, 40. I guess she hasn't worked in 40 years, and she still hates me for it. She says she was doing better by herself, and I says, oh, yeah? Did you have a new car? Did you have a house? Did you have this? And did you have, well, that's beside the point. Oh, so you're in it for the money, are you, honey?
Well, funny. Well, years ago I worked outside of the house. I worked in different offices and that sort of thing. And then I did my own thing at home, publishing newsletters for different organizations and a couple of websites. But I gave it up because I was just so dang at the house. We used to raise sheep. We raised sheep and goats for many, many years. And that kept me very busy. And so I finally just gave everything else up and just did farm work and garden work and housework and that sort of thing. So that's been my life. And now we're both retired.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. I got done with all my chores. I got tired of getting shot at, being a cop, being a non-cop, being a government employee, going here, going there, going to other countries, and it's like, no, I had enough. That's time for me to go. And my wife says, good, because she never knew if I was going to come home or not all the time. But she got over it pretty soon. Anyway, I'll let you drive on down the road. You know, they never said you couldn't talk on your radio while you're driving, but yet you can't talk on a cell phone. I don't get it. You'd think they would have included radios in there. I guess there wasn't bright enough for that. And our buddy Trump is raising hell by the sounds of it, more on the things he's going to do, not do, things he did and shouldn't have. Oh, my God, what a character this is going to be.
Well, it's going to be must-see TV, that's for sure. It'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to whatever's going to happen. It can't be much worse than it was.
Good point. Now, I think he's going to try and fix what the other one did, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, we're not supposed to talk about stuff like that on here, so I'll shut up. I get all riled up when I hear certain things. Anyway, Vic, drive safe, and tell your young man that I said hi, and hope to talk to the two of you. Did he get his license, or is he going to?
Oh, yeah, he got his license the same time I did. We took our test together. So, yep, he gets on every now and again, but it means he has to kick me off, so you know how that goes.
No, I wouldn't. Kathy don't have a license. She don't like it at all. She thinks it's a waste of time. I said, but it's fun, and I can stay down here, and you can stay up there, and I won't bother you. Well, the TV sometimes. Depends on what band I'm on. 6 meters is a real killer for local TVs. But I can pretty well get away with it on 2 and 440 and all the rest of them. Anyway, Vic, drive safe. Take it easy. Tell him I said hi, and I talk to you later. I got to go upstairs and visit the little boy's room. And that's a 5-minute trip getting up the stairs. So talk at you later, NAGYU, by 7-3s.
Hey, thanks for the shout-out. And by the way, I shouted out to you a couple of days ago about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I didn't hear anything. So been thinking about you, and I will talk to you later. This is NAGOC, Sam 73 to NAGYU.
Bye-bye, dear.